Family Guy has us dying from laughter, and HBO's Getting On is about people dying, which proves our VIP is really killing it. Please welcome Alex Borstein. Well, you right now are the star of an animated series, star of an HBO series. So right now, are you getting recognized more for your face or for your voice?
It's a little of both. It's both now. And with each job I get, the demographic changes. So you know, with Family Guy, for a long time, it was like 12 to 16-year-old boys. And then, you know, girls who were into Lizzie McGuire movie. And so you always kind of, at the airport, I can tell someone coming over towards me. It's a game I play to see if, like, this is Getting On. Oh, this is Family Guy.
But people get really attached to the character you play in an animated series. And do they then get angry at you for plot points or?
Oh, yes. When Brian Griffin, the family dog, died in an episode, I received so much hate mail, like on Twitter. So angry. And not really attached to reality, that it's a cartoon.
Yeah. And did you respond to those, or do you take the no, never respond to anyone?
I didn't respond to many of those, no.
To many of them. There was
no,
the
I didn't.
One, though.
I didn't. I mean, I found out where each person lived. but I haven't responded yet.
So HBO's Getting On, amazing series. You said that this is the role of a lifetime for you, that you would happily retire afterwards. Don't. And it's a dark comedy. If you don't know, you play the head nurse in a geriatric ward,
yeah.
Basically. And it's pretty...
Doesn't it sound hilarious?
I mean, it sounds... Yeah. So does it feel like you were spreading your wings coming out of the booth where you are, you know, used to recording this character, that now you're, you know, fully in front of the camera doing the huge series?
The beauty of Family Guy is getting to show up in my pajamas or can be anywhere across the country and pop into a recording booth and they can do it over the phone, the magic. But then when I'm in the booth, I long for getting to have my face to work with and my body and you know, to get to interact with other people. Because a lot of Family Guy now is done, we do it solo. Everyone's schedules are nuts. Like, it's very solitary.
Is the voice of Lois based on anyone you know, or is that just... Oh, it is.
Yes. It's a direct ripoff of a cousin of mine in Long Island.
Older. Older cousin.
Her accent's a little different. She's Hungarian, so it's Hungarian Long Island mixed together. It's like a cat dying. It's... Well, she might listen to NPR. Sorry.
Well, we're going to give you a Rubik's Cube for agreeing to give the clues in this game titled The Peter Principle. Let's meet our lucky contestants, Kate Wing and Graham Charles. Oh, they're fist bumping, giving each other... I know, you guys are pretending that you're not competing. Graham, you're a stay-at-home dad whose kids are young, 6 and 8.
And 6 and 8, yeah.
6 and 8, and you say you've seen it all?
Yeah, kids are weird.
And Kate, you sum up your life in 3 words. I love this. Strategy, philanthropy, and fish.
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
Is it that the order? Fish being the most important?
Yeah, I used to say that I eat my clients, which is I work for the fish, and I do also consume them, because I think it's important to get close to the ocean if you want to save it.
On Family Guy, Alex is the voice of Lois, who is the long-suffering wife of Peter Griffin. And in this game, we are going to imagine that Lois is married to a whole bunch of different famous, real, and fictional people named Peter. So you just have to guess what Peter we are talking about. Alex, would you give them an example?
Peter, where are you? This peck of pickled peppers isn't going to pick itself.
So that would be the nursery rhyme character.
Peter Piper?
Exactly. So remember, we're doing both real and fictional Peters. Take it away, Alex.
Peter, why are your tights always covered in fairy dust? And who's this Wendy who keeps texting you? When are you gonna grow up?
Graham.
Peter Pan?
Peter Pan, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. You saw the direction on this one,
I did see the direction. That's what I'm trying to inhabit.
Oh, Peter. When you make your guitar talk like that, it's my libido that comes alive. Now show me the way to the bedroom, huh?
Graham?
Peter Cetera?
Ooh. I can understand that that's your romancing music. But that is not what we're looking for here. Kate, can you steal?
Is there any way she's allowed to repeat the thing that went like,
Matata?
I don't think by asking that way, but...
No, and I'm going to go in the ocean later.
I mean, sure. Oh, Peter, when you make your guitar talk like that, it's my libido that comes alive.
Peter Frampton.
Yes! Okay. Just 17 more.
Okay. You know what I usually make for this?
What?
It's astonishing. This is a... Okay.
Do you like that I was just like, what? I don't know what money is like. Tell me about it.
I know it's tense on the set of Game of Thrones, Peter, but don't bring that Tyrion Lannister bad attitude into our home.
Kate.
Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
Listen to me, Peter. Or have you gone deaf from all those cannons firing in your 1812 overture?
Graham.
Peter Tchaikovsky?
Yes. You guys are calm. There's a lot of serenity over on this side.
We're just simmering with rage about the in the ocean coming.
Oh, yeah. This is your last clue.
Peter, most marriages are till death do us part, but I get to spend eternity with you, God, in the pearly gates of heaven.
Kate.
Peter, the guy who guards the pearly gates. He is a saint.
Turns out, somehow we have completely just worn down our puzzle keeper here, and he says we will accept that. A great game on so many levels. Kate, you'll be moving on. A huge hand for Alex Borstein. Thank you so much. Coming up, we'll talk to writer and director Brad Bird about being a prodigy, visionary, multiple Oscar winner, and why he can't seem to live up to his potential. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.